Since the U.S. and Britain first launched their attack in October of 2001, things have been very unstable and insecure in Afghanistan. The country has one of the lowest life expectancies on Earth, according to the CIA World Factbook. Instability and violence persists as foreign troops continue to occupy the country. UN Ambassador Mohammad Kazai of the Islamic Republic of Iran explained the efforts that need to be taken in order to improve the situation at a meeting of the United Nations Security Council.
The Islamic Republic of Iran will continue its full support for the promotion of security, stability, and comprehensive and sustainable development in Afghanistan.
Kazai made clear that in such a process, the sovereignty and self-determination of Afghanistan should be protected.
Peace and national reconciliation efforts of the government of Afghanistan needs to be continued, leading to an Afghan-led and Afghan-owned reconciliation process. In such a process, Afghanistan constitution should be observed, and any external pressure or interference or rewarding the extremists and extremist group should be avoided.
Kazai made specific reference to the problem of narcotic drugs that resurfaced in Afghanistan and caused difficulties throughout the entire region since the overthrow of the Taliban.
We believe that special attention should be paid to combating the interlinked sources of insecurity and instability in Afghanistan, in particular the production of and trade in narcotic drugs as the financial source of terrorist, extremist, and illegal armed groups. In this regard, continued international support for the triangular counter-narcotics initiative between Afghanistan, Iran, and Pakistan is essential.
With foreign troops scheduled to leave in 2014, among many other big changes, many are hopeful that the situation in Afghanistan can improve. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.